Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, good to have you with us for a final hour of power here on a Tuesday afternoon in the nation's capital. A very gray kind of overcast day. I guess we're going to get a lot of rain late tonight, overnight, into tomorrow, and all that good stuff.
Got to make up for last week, Rooster. Yeah, come on, man. You know you don't get without having to give.
That is true. That is true. Here's one thing that I don't like about rain. A, my dog won't go out. And B, people drive extra worse. And I don't think it's possible for anybody to drive any worse than they already do. Is that fair?
I'll give you that. Yeah. Wet weather here. It's much as the seasonal change, you think they're experienced drivers through it, but doesn't seem like that.
They're not very good. Doc, before we get to the latest power rankings, and an interesting side note and question that I wanted to ask you and see if it matches up with an answer that was provided, we want to get to Paulie, who apparently it says, yell at Rooster about QBs. So I don't know what I've done wrong. But Paulie wants to yell at me about QBs. So we'll let Paulie yell at me about the quarterbacks. What's up, Paulie?
Hell to the W, man.
How are you, Paulie?
Hey, Doc in the crop pot. Hey, I'm not gonna yell at. I'm not gonna yell at you, man. I'm gonna say that for another day, because I want to get to this quarterback situation because you got ADHD. So, like half the stuff you talk about, I want to yell at you about. So I saved that for Thursday. You got ADHD, and Linnell is bipolar. So I saved that for therapy Thursday. But look, right, man, Jaden Daniels. No, it's Win Back Wednesday tomorrow. I'm naming Thursdays Therapy Thursdays because them two guys are mental. All right. But Jaden Daniels, man, look, he's good. He played good for six quarters, and he played very good for two quarters. And those two quarters was after he got popped in the ribs, and he realized he can't just be bailing the pocket to bail the pocket. All right, but that all goes to what I've been saying, man. You know, and I said this last year about Sam Howell, and it's true for every young quarterback, Caleb Williams. All these first-year starting quarterbacks. The game hasn't slowed down for him yet. All right? He's being good off of just him knowing how to play the position. Like, some people play football but don't know how to play football. Some people play quarterback but don't know how to play quarterback. He knows how to play quarterback. So right now he's surviving off his arm and his legs. And like Doc said, and that's what he's trying to say. When the game slowed down for him, and everything is second nature for him, then you'll start seeing him be very good and excellent. But right now, he's going to be good for a while. You just got to hope he progresses in a little aspect of the game. You know, and that also goes to the offensive line. You know, you talk about cadence and all that, man. No, it's about discipline, right, and concentration, you know. But, Ruth, I don't know if you ever lined up on the line before. I have, you know. Like, you know, I ain't played to dot level, but I played tight end. You know what I mean? I lined up on the line where you got a grizzly bear that got the athletic ability of a spider monkey lined up across from you, right? You got to know your play. You know what I mean? And now you got to know. Now you got to remember the snap count also at the same time. And if you're learning all of this for the first time, like some of them guys are rookies up there, and it's even the vets learning a new offense, it's not second nature for you. The only way it's going to get second nature is by repetition. All right. So you're telling me eight games from now, or even five games from now, these people are making the same mistake, jumping off sides, or Jaden Daniels is not seeing the coverage or seeing the play on a double move. You know, you're telling me they're making these same mistakes 5-6 weeks later. Now we got a problem. You know, but right now, man, the game had to slow down for him, and everybody is still learning at the same time. So I say he's playing good, you know, with expectations of very good down the road. I'll take it off, man.
I think that's more than fair. Seven. Thank you, Paulie. I appreciate you not yelling at me. I mean, you know, Therapy
that
Thursday.
That was unlike you two. Yeah. You two getting along.
Well, I think we've had, you know, kind of a... you know, a different, you know.
Has the well kind of intermediate?
Yeah, I mean, he said, you know, I've got ADHD. He said Linnell is bipolar.
He's bipolar, yeah.
You know, I think, you know, Paulie has maybe lowered his temperature a little bit, considering some of the things he's had to go through in his personal life and all that stuff. So I think it's, listen. I agree. I think that's essentially what Dan Quinn's message was, Doc, yesterday. Like, if you listen to the opening comments of his presser yesterday, I'm not like Linnell, who just, you know, psychoanalyzes everything that these guys say and, you know, and just walks around like with a slogan on my forehead. He said, look, what I told the guys today was learn from your mistakes in wins just as much as you would by losses. And I'm paraphrasing, right?
Yeah.
And what he's getting at, and you would know this, is you can still learn and you can still, you're going to make mistakes when you win. Nobody's perfect. If you learn from them and if you absorb them and learn from them and progress from them, whether you win or lose, that's the most important thing. It's not just learning from mistakes when you lose. It's learning from mistakes when you win so that ideally you don't put yourself in that. You mentioned the opening kickoff. Like, Quinn was still bothered. Doc, I don't know if you saw it. I didn't really see it. I went and watched that play 10 times. And I mean, I can't even find exactly where Nick Ballore is. I'm not saying that he didn't commit the penalty, but Dan was not happy about it. But yet it's a mistake that cost them 7 points. Ultimately, a net of 4 points, but you get the point. And then he made an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty on the next kickoff, which got the Giants from the 32 to the 47, which cost them points, right? So, you know, like, you can make mistakes. Everybody's going to make mistakes. I make mistakes every day. Can you learn from them in the good of times and the bad of times? And I think that's, you know, kind of like what Paulie is talking about. And hopefully, like, 4, 6, 8 weeks from now or whatever, Jaden and others, offensive linemen, Nick Ballore, whoever, tackling is better across the board. And if it can be, this team could, you know, ultimately contend for a playoff spot. Ultimately.
Well, they're hoping you're in a chance, you get a chance to have a second opportunity to redeem yourself. Sometimes you don't get a chance to. I mean, it's... But when you're playing within the division, that's why, you know, you were talking about earlier in the first hour about what you learn about a divisional foe. Anybody, I got to see you twice, so I got to make a lasting impression upon you. You also sitting in a meeting room and the whole team watches that film together. So if you get your head torn off, not only do you see it the next day, then you have to see it again before you play them the week of that next game.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a double whammy. By the same token, if you do well, you know, you get a chance to get pat on the back twice. So it's just, you're just edging for respect. And right now it's that newness of this new staff, first impressions. How can we put ourselves ahead of it, and especially the leadership? And when you're being led by a guy in his first year, that's the incredible burden upon him and how he handles it so well. Man, this guy, he is unique.
Yeah.
And you just hope that you get a chance to let him keep putting these games under his belt. Listen, can you imagine what we'll be talking about 7 weeks from now?
Well, I mean, I hope it's Jaden still standing, you know.
No, but if he's allowed to get through, I can't even imagine where this guy's going to be in 7 weeks.
Yeah.
That's my point.
Yeah. No, because he is climbing that ladder. There is no doubt.
Exactly.
And as long as he can stay on the field and continue to climb that ladder, I feel pretty damn confident that while it's not going to be perfect, and he's going to have 4 or 5 or 6, maybe even 7 things, I wouldn't even say throws. Like, if you look at, like, everybody was like all giddy about that Zach Ertz throw across the field, whatever. I mean, that ball should have been intercepted, and Dable thought about challenging the play, and Zach Ertz ripped it away from the defender. Again, like, this game is so razor thin, the margin, right? Even between good teams, bad teams, what have you, and certainly two mediocre or kind of bad teams. It's so razor thin. Like, if that goes down as an interception, like, ultimately, if the Giant defender doesn't get the ball wrestled away by Zach Ertz, I think the tune is a little bit different on Jaden Daniels today, yesterday, than it is right now, right? I mean, it just is. I think if Graham Gano plays that whole game, the tone is totally different in town about everything Commanders. Like, right now, it's like, oh, okay, we got a reprieve. We got to win. You know, let's try and get better. If Graham Gano plays that entire game, they're 0-2, I think. Or very likely 0-2. You know,
well,
I don't know.
But if he scores on the opening, we don't get the dumb play.
That's fair.
And we get a 99-yard score, and Northwest Bank Stadium erupts.
That's fair.
On its first play. So we can play that game both
ways.
That's fair. Yeah.
That's fair. Doc, real quickly, before I get to the power rankings, you know who was the highest rated, graded, I should say, defender, according to PFF, on Sunday afternoon against the Giants was?
I would have no way.
I'm going to give you the second highest graded
Bobby
defender.
Bobby Wagner.
Nope. Well, hang on to that name. Hang on to your hat on that one. The second highest defender was Daron Payne. A 72.4 out of 100. They graded him a 71.8 out of 100 on run defense, 62.4 on pass rush. They had him at 2 total pressures, 2 hurries, nothing else across the board. Okay, reasonable minds can disagree. Whatever. But Bobby Wagner, the guy you just mentioned, who I recorded we had a quick 2-minute one-on-one interview before the vultures surrounded us in the locker room the other day.
I heard it.
Bobby Wagner was the highest rated defender, individual solo defender via PFF, with an 89.3 overall, a 92.2 run defense, 81.1 tackling, and 64.5 in coverage. Even though there was that wide gap on the Malik Nabers touchdown right before the half where, Wagner...
So you're saying I got it right, is what you're saying.
Were you making a big deal? I wasn't able to hear. Because by the time I got in the car on Sunday night, I was just about to call you when I heard you pulling up J.P. Finley. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, no. I'm just saying, I didn't know that it was Bobby. Mm-hmm. But that's cool.
Yeah. But, I don't know if Bobby, got... Bobby didn't get assigned the blame for it, I guess, but you could say they threw it behind him, and they were in kind of a zone coverage, it looked like, and... Almost like it was a team failure, but I know the youngest in charge, not Toby Altizer, the second youngest in charge.
Second, okay.
Was blaming Bobby Wagner for it, and he hates Bobby Wagner. Can't stand him.
Oh, I know.
Just can't stand him. All right, let me get to this, Doc, before we run too far behind. The Commanders with the win, and again, technically in first place by their lonesome in the NFC East. Want to guess where they went in terms of the ESPN power rankings. They were 29th last week after the season opening loss in Tampa. You want to take a gander as to where they wound up after a what some are calling a very unimpressive win over the Giants on Sunday in terms of rankings? They were 29th last week.
I would have no idea trying to guess anything these people are doing.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give it to you. 27th. They went from 29th through 27th. But that doesn't do anything for me. I don't care about rankings. It's just fodder. The people that are grading this stuff don't really impress me. Like, you know, everybody loses their you know what, over Bill Barnwell. Whatever. I don't care. The thing that jumped out to me in this column, in this power rankings, is they did a subheading, which was most important backup / role player. And this I care about, A, because John Keim did it, B, because of the answer. So before I give you the answer, if I said to you, Doc Walker, who is the Commanders' most important backup / role player, you would say who?
Backup role player.
Backup or role player, I guess. It's not a backup role player. Backup or role player. Meaning not a traditional, I mean, like Terry. You can't answer Terry. You can't answer John or Duron or Bobby Wagner or Benjamin St. Juice. They're not
backup. Well, see, here's where it's strange, because to me, Austin Eckler is the guy, but he's a starter. Mm-hmm. Oh, he could be a starter. He could be at any position that he wanted to be at. But he's the guy, because he's the Swiss Army knife, who is incredibly talented. If he started in the backfield, then it would be B-Rob, because he would be the guy that would come in and do the same type of thing.
That's interesting. That's interesting. So you're right. I think that's fair. Do you view, because Eckler, I don't view right now with this team the way they're going to do it most games. Like, sometimes they'll start, I guess, with two backs if they want to. But I don't, like, B-Rob is considered widely the starter, and Eckler is widely considered the backup / role player. He's a very important one. That's an interesting answer, Doc. Because
I think it could be flipped immediately, and it'd be no, you wouldn't notice it, is my point.
And those two guys have been awesome, right? We know what B-Rob did the other day. Eckler, not only the kickoff return, which was taken away from him, but he had on third and 13, somewhere in that range, he ran like a little angle route right to left and just a quick little and caught a little screen and turned it into a first down. Then on a third and 14, he ran for 13 yards on the first drive of the game to get them in position to false start on fourth and one, but he had a crazy-ass move in space. I mean, Austin Eckler is probably that guy for me. But interesting answer from Keim, and I wanted to bounce this off of you. He said most important backup / role player, John Bates. Because Bates is, you know, their number two tight end, playing alongside, you know, Ben Sinnott and Zach Ertz. But Sinnott's a rookie and, you know, made a rookie mistake the other day, assuming that we blame it on Sinnott, because he's the one that definitely moved. But Keim points out, you know, Bates' importance stems more from his blocking. He's only caught one pass this year. He only had 53 receptions in his first three seasons combined. But Washington wants to run the ball more, as we know, and as we've seen, certainly last week compared to the first week. And he said, John, it needs what Bates provides. He can block in space or at the line, making him a rarity. So I would ask you this. I love your answer about Eckler, but do you have an issue with John Bates being that guy?
No, because he's incredibly valuable because his two-way versatility and really three-way, because edge blocking, giving us that 8-9-hole edge blocking, receiving, and special teams. So, I mean, the guy's invaluable in that. I mean, I think John has a real high value system to the team. So, yeah, no, I don't think you can go wrong with those guys because they are hard to replace. Just
right.
try.
I'd like to see both him and Sinnott used a little bit more in the receiving game. You know? I mean, I know they're not – I know Bates is not a natural receiver, but he's –
Yeah, he's effective. I mean,
he's good enough. Like, I've seen him in practice. I've seen him in preseason games, Doc. I've seen him occasionally in regular season games where, no, you don't want to throw the rock to him six or seven times. But, my God, if we're going to do quick game, if we're going to do bubble screen, if we're going to do hitches, if we're going to do wide receiver screens, if we're going to do quick all that stuff, like defenses are going to jump Terry. And defenses are going to start jumping Noah Brown and De'Ami Brown and whoever, right? So you got to me, now it's like, all right, how do I find a way to be quick in my passing attack where maybe they're not focusing? And can I leak Bates? Can I leak Sinnott out into the flat? Can I leak them over the middle on a little choice route, little sit down, little comeback, whatever it is, little just find a spot in the zone, boom, turn around, and I'm there. That is what I want to see this offense now take the next step and evolve in. All right,
but I think all of that you said, and McCaffrey's going to be that guy.
Ooh, okay,
Because McCaffrey, based on what you just explained, he's the guy. And if five would have hit him while he's open, he'd already be a hero.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah, you're right. You were on him early on. I've got to go back and
double check that. The trash man, one of my favorite teammates is Nick Giaquinto. And because, you know, Nick is always open. Nick catches it. Nick makes plays. You know, you don't have to look the part to be the guy that gets the job done. McCaffrey has already won me over.
I want to incorporate McCaffrey and what you just said with something that I thought about yesterday, and I don't know why I didn't think about it before, but I want to bounce it off of you and wonder if it means anything to you as well next when it comes to this rookie draft class, McCaffrey specifically. We'll do that next with the DOC, and we'll grab a couple more of your phone calls if we can squeeze it in. We got cleanup on aisle three, a little look at the Nats and around the NFL, and... Dumb Dumb of the Day, all still to come before 4 o'clock on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, before we get to our pal Double A, Doc, I wanted to make mention of this, get your thought real quick on it, because you've been mentioning Luke McCaffrey a couple of times and his potential role and you know, and I like Luke, too. I ran into him in the locker room real quickly the other night, or the other day, I should say, and I think he's going to be fine. But it struck me, with Mikey Sanders still struggles so far through two games, and I have him as charted as, you know, being in primary coverage for three touchdowns, whatever it is. I mean, he's going to give up some scores. He'll be better. He'll be fine. It struck me as something that I said kind of on the Junkies yesterday morning. I wanted to bounce it off of you with what you're saying about McCaffrey. McCaffrey was a quarterback until 2 years ago and played at Rice and converted to being a receiver and then becomes a late third-round pick. Mikey Sanders still was the number 50 overall pick and was a wide receiver and a fairly productive one at Michigan until 2.5 years ago and then became a really, 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 really good slot corner who could play outside. Nick Saban called him best pound-for-pound player. Commanders obviously liked him enough at 50 to draft him. Was it surprising to you, and I don't know if I ever asked you or ever thought about this until now, in their top 100, in the top 100 picks of the draft, the Commanders wound up with two guys that were recent position flips, i.e. in college, and that had some level of success in their former position and then a level of success in their new position, and then the Commanders drafted them, again, two in the top 100, Luke McCaffrey and Mikey Sanders-Dill.
Well, no, I think that if you were looking at some of their success that Peters has had, mid-round success, like, with the Niners, when you get guys drafted between the fourth and seventh round and they're Pro Bowl players, that's hitting the lottery to me. And they've done it with multiple players. to get a two-way player in Division I bat football, most guys hard enough to start on one side of the ball. And when the GOAT, Bill Belichick, gives you the kind of praise that he gave that young man at Michigan.
It was actually Saban.
I mean, excuse me, Saban, yeah. My bad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, there's a streak. Trying to have a perfect month. That's, you know, every month
okay.
I try.
Doc, sometimes you're going to make a mistake, you know.
You know what?
It's how you bounce.
I got next
it's how
month.
You bounce back, yeah.
But I got next month to look
yeah.
forward to. I was
yeah.
trying to have a perfect month.
Yeah.
It didn't work.
I hear you. I hear
but anyway, so you get my point.
September's almost
and
over.
And the
Doc.
Fact that he has started off right now and it's been a little bumpy because
mm-hmm.
people have come after him, that's okay. He's 1-1. Having been 0-5 in this league,
yeah.
the pressure to get your first win is insurmountable. And when you get it within the division, it's like getting two wins.
Yeah.
And so now, and then you get it at home, now you get to go on the road.
Two games
and
on the road.
You're never
yeah.
tighter than you are on the road.
Yeah, two games on the road. Mm-hmm. And
yep.
it's going to be,
cool.
By the way, I don't know how many people have thought about this.
Mm-hmm.
The Commanders are going to Cincinnati on Sunday. Obviously play Monday night. They're going to stay out away from home. They're shifting their entire work week to Arizona for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday for the players so that they don't have to go back from Cincinnati late Monday night, get home. You remember some of those road trips where we would play in Dallas on Monday night, right?
Oh, yeah.
The famous overtime win 2014. You know, you get back 5 in the morning. They've got to go on the road again the very next week. I remember yeah. several of those just when you and I were traveling every week
yeah.
Where you'd play a road game on Monday night and then you'd have to come back. And then, you know, because they wouldn't shift the operation. Well, here they are shifting the operation. I don't know how many people know about this, but.
With the Niners.
What's
that's
that?
That's how the Niners track.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah. Standard oh, absolutely.
Operating.
I
procedure.
Think that's how the Chargers are doing it this week as well, because the Chargers played in Carolina
yeah, well,
and beat up them, and I think they play. I believe it's Pittsburgh here in week 3. So they're just
yeah.
staying out here. Commanders, same kind of thing. Because what you don't want, you know, it's already a short week, recovery, practice, mental. This. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's look, it's not. Sunday through, like, playing on Thursday, I get it. There's a little bit more time, but it's not a lot of time to play late Monday night and then play Sunday out essentially on the West Coast. It's not true West Coast, but Phoenix is 4-ish hours
Close.
Away. I mean, that's a, you know, they would have to leave Friday evening, so they're just shifting the operation out there. Another screw job by the NFL, by the way, but not as bad as they screwed over the New York Jets. I don't know if you saw this real quickly. The Jets opened up the year last Monday night in San Francisco, flew back,
yeah.
right? Then played in Tennessee at 1 o'clock Eastern time on Sunday. Tennessee uses Central time, so 12 out there. They played in Tennessee. Then they come home finally for their home opener, and they got
to
play Thursday night.
Yeah, but
so three games in 10 days.
Yeah, but the guy got hurt in 4 plays.
Well, that has
so
nothing to do with it.
They got to get their investment back from last year.
I know.
They had him booked up for all the money, all primetime games.
I know.
And he was out.
I know.
So they're making their money back.
Yeah, I mean, but they didn't know if he was going to play this year when they made this stupid schedule.
What do you mean they didn't know he was going to play?
Well, they didn't know if he was going to get hurt on the second play of the game or if he was going to get hurt in training camp.
Well, they banked on it. They banked on Aaron.
This is the problem when you bank on stuff that gets you ratings from a TV perspective is you wind up making mistakes. And it's not fair to the Jets to play 3 games in basically the span of 10.5 days. And for 2 of them to be on the road and back-to-back, just like people don't care about this like I do. I think it's kind of unfair to ask the Commanders to play a Monday night game in Cincinnati and then play a Sunday afternoon early game out there in Phoenix. Or Glendale, or where Scottsdale, wherever the hell they're playing.
Dallas gets Thanksgiving every year.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
and
but
it's,
they're
and
home.
It's, you know, look, they set it up for the teams they love.
Yeah,
because they make money off of them.
Sure.
From a viewing standpoint.
Well, what money are they making off the Commanders? None.
And the also Rams, they don't care. I mean, they don't. You think they don't care about Washington or Arizona or? The Jets? I mean, come on, man.
Clean up on aisle three coming up. A little look at the Nationals. And how did we do in our picks? The answer for me is not so good. Next on the
team. Me too. I did a Linnell.
On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, the Commanders, as we mentioned, getting ready for the 0-2 Cincinnati Bengals this upcoming Monday night. That'll be the primary Monday night game. Before that, Jacksonville and Buffalo about an hour or so before. So you'll have split attention, if you will. 8:15, the kickoff in Cincinnati. Then they head to Arizona, as we just mentioned, for the 1-1 Commanders. Technically all by their lonesome in the NFC East after the Eagles blew one last night and lose to Kirk Cousins, Raheem Morris, and the Atlanta Falcons. Week three for the Steelers, the 2-0 Steelers. They are planning on starting Justin Fields. He certainly hasn't been great from a offensive and production standpoint, but they've won both of their opening games on the road. So Justin Fields and the Steelers come home and play the Los Angeles Chargers, a team that we were just talking about, and a team that's only allowed less than a touchdown per game already on the year. Mets Nationals tonight, 7:10, first pitch from Citi Field in New York. Another important game for the Mets as they won the series opener in walk-off fashion in the 10th inning last night. Tonight, Tyler McGill for New York, Mitchell Parker for the Nationals. You can hear it 106.7 The Fan and the Odyssey app, and that's what's trending. All right, along with the DOC, all of our football coverage here is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Before we get to clean up on aisle three, let's go to our buddy Double A, Athan in Annapolis, for a couple of quick thoughts. What's up, Double A? How are you, pal?
Hey, guys. Just wanted to just say that Jaden, he can't be stopped with his growth. They can't stunt his growth with how bad the defense is. Like, Jaden can't have deja vu compared to, you know, how bad the defense was at LSU last year and feel like he has to make something happen every time he goes out there, even though that's the goal. You know, they didn't even punt on Sunday and had all these good things, but within a whisker, a hair, like, you know, those small little hairs, phony hairs, Linnell's trying to grow in his chin that really don't exist. He wants to act like he has a beard, but he just really can't grow them. That's kind of like what it is, okay?
I just want to say this. There might be no one, Doc, that abuses, that pokes fun at, abuses is strong, that loves to bleep with Linnell more than Double A. I thought it was you, Doc. Double A is just, I mean, he's so funny.
I like
he's
his,
so amazing.
I like his style. Yeah. I like Double A style.
Yeah, I mean, he's up. So amazing. He's I mean, you should see some of the stuff that I see, and it's not like, it's not reckless or mean. It's just, I mean, poke the bear funny at all costs.
Hey, go big or go home. But at the end of the day, at the end of the day, I call a spade, and you know that better than anybody, Chris. Yeah. But real quick is I was the season ticket holder for 12 years of this team, and I used to see Doc hang his head on the sidelines and like disgust, like, am I really watching this over and over again? You have a serviceable offensive line. You're not great at receiver, but you're okay. You got really good running backs. You're good at tight end. I don't know what they have on defense, but they better figure it out, because if that kid has to feel like he has to go out there every time and do something, they're going to stunt his growth because he's going to make decisions he shouldn't.
Mm, good call. Thank you, Double A. Appreciate you as always. Good to hear from you. What I worry about, Doc, is with this defense struggling, if they don't find a way to put significant, and I mean significant, disruption to Joey B on Monday night, even if they don't have T. Higgins, and obviously he's been banged up and so on and so forth, what I worry is you go on the road and you've got to, like, if you're down, I don't know, 21-3 early on, and maybe it's 31-10 late in the third quarter, right, because your defense is leaking all over the place, even though Cincinnati's offense hasn't been able to run the ball, so on and so forth. Can you put Jaden in a spot where he's got to, you know, again, pass 40, 45 times, and where he's operating and getting rid of the ball and moving and not getting hit, not getting bludgeoned like Caleb Williams did. That's my fear, one of these two road games, and I fear it a little bit more on Monday night rather than Kyler Murray and Marvin Harrison, although I fear it in both spots, quite honestly.
We just have to hope.
Yeah.
We just have to
hope. Yeah.
Because you don't know. And, again, because this young man was trained in Death Valley, this moment's not going to get too big. Mm-hmm. The stadium's not going to be too loud because he's already been through that. He's already been through it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now we just got to give him as much help as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And just let him keep going. I mean, this is two games.
Yes.
Two games. And if this is the worst it's going to be, then we're going to be all right.
Well, I, that's what I fear. I don't know if this is the worst it's going to be. By the way, speaking of, remember we mentioned Trey Hendrickson and what I was fearful of, you know, and that pass rush and the environment, whatever. Well, our guy Jeff in Vienna, who passed on, and he's a big Bengals fan. He'll be in attendance next Monday night. He passed along this note from Jay Morrison, who covers the Bengals, that Sunday was the sixth time Trey Hendrickson has faced a rookie left tackle since coming to Cincinnati. His numbers in those six games, 28 quarterback pressures, six sacks, so a sack a game, 17 quarterback hurries, seven quarterback hits. Brandon Coleman up next. Now, Coleman and Cornelius Lucas are still playing a little, you know, dipsy-doo back and forth, but, you know, again, that is a big time worry spot for me, at least on Monday night. All right, it is time for cleanup on aisle three. What did we not get to? Well, the answer is now. I hope Matt's okay with it. Because I didn't really ask. What we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three. Doc, last night the Nationals were in New York to take on the Mets at Citi Field, and they acquitted themselves pretty darn well. Jake Irvin with a good start. Sean Manaea was really tough for the Mets early on, looking like Chris Sale, as the Nats broadcast pointed out several times. And the Nats ultimately lost 2-1 in 10 innings. The Mets are clearly a better team. The Mets were given up for dead before the season. They're 14 games over 500. They're in position for the playoffs. Obviously, the Nats are kind of playing out the string here, but they still want to finish strong enough, get to 75-ish wins if they can. Right now, they sit at 68 tonight, same two teams, 7-10 against the Mets after winning the final three games of that series against the Marlins. Have you been able to watch any of the Nationals recently?
Yeah,
anything
last,
that opened your eyes?
Last night, okay. Last night when they were still hadn't lost by the time I checked out. And you're just watching the young prodigies. And Dylan and watching Wood, and he's still observing that strike zone with two strikes on him.
He's still getting squeezed, that's for damn sure.
Yeah. But, you know, as long as we're in the fight.
Yep. Cruz is in a little bit of a dip right now, but I still...
they figured him out, too.
I talked about him, though, from Friday night. Man, he made an unbelievable catch against the right field wall, then beat out an infield single, which was a traditional ground out, then stole second and third. I love me some Dylan Cruz and James Wood. I mean, the future is here. These guys are just getting, you know, little oil running through the engine. They'll be okay. Tonight, game two of that series coming up against 7-10. You can listen to it starting at 6:40 over on 106.7 The Fan and the Odyssey app. It's expected to be partly cloudy right around game time and throughout the game. Very low percent chance of precipitation. Lows in the lower 70s, maybe into the high 60s by the time the game wraps up. Tonight's game day weather is presented by Pepco. Storm season is here, and we know a little prep makes a big difference. Get storm informed at pepco.com/storm. Prep. All right, Mr. Doc Walker, here's the moment of truth. You know, Dan Quinn does the Tell the Truth Mondays thing. Mm-hmm. Well, we've got to tell the truth, too. when it comes to making picks, right? So Mr. 4-10, last week's loser, extraordinaire, actually bounced back and had a really good week for himself. He acquitted himself well. He was 11-5 this week. How about that? How do you like them apples?
Well, I'm not surprised. I mean, as much as he's on the air and as much research as he puts in, and I'm not surprised.
Does he really put in that research? I mean, when you go
super
4-6
packs,
yeah, that's
he's
true.
Got,
that's true.
I mean, of all the things he's on,
I mean,
look, the dude's on like 3 or 4 stations.
Again, he stole that concept from me. I just want to point that out. He stole that concept from me.
Well, you know what? You were the original in that. And I'll tell you what. He pirates content.
Yes. I was the original badass voodoo daddy. That's for damn sure.
So he's never going to give you your, infringement, whatever it is on it. But he can have it.
Anyway, Linnell was 11-5 last week after his very unimpressive 4-10 week one. Now these.
Well, he's the worst.
Yeah,
these no one will ever be worse.
Exactly. These games are not against the spread. These games are just straight up. And I know it's been a crazy first 2 weeks. So Linnell acquitted himself pretty well. Again, now he's 15-15. So kudos, I guess, to him. Doc, this week you struggled a little bit.
That was horrible.
Yeah, you were 7-9 according to Maddie's chart here that I'm looking at. Here, you lost on Miami, Baltimore. We both lost on those teams.
I can't believe I took my – you know, I could just kick myself in the rear. The thing is, I got to get more focused on this. I'm not
– I took Miami, too.
I got more focused.
Yeah, I took Miami and Baltimore, too. I mean, who would have thought? You know, both.
No, I don't mind going out with Baltimore. No, Baltimore, I'm hard. Now, I love the Crows.
Yeah, we also both took Dallas and both lost that. We both took Detroit and both lost that.
How could you not take Dallas? What were they, 100-0 in regular season at home?
We both took Indianapolis with Malik Willis playing at Lambeau Field.
They were playing against 10 men.
Yeah, I know.
How could you not?
And they lost there. Now, you lost on Jacksonville, which Cleveland beat. I had Cleveland. You lost with San Francisco, which Minnesota beat. I took Cleveland and Minnesota,
You know what? I was like
– yeah.
Man, I know Maddie. I mean, I know that's your guy at quarterback.
Yeah.
But I'm so down on him.
I know.
I'm so disappointed.
But you bounced.
This dude, I'm never going to pick them as long as he's at quarterback.
Yeah, but you bounced back. You had the Jets in Tennessee, and I had Tennessee, just like comparing the two of us. You had Pittsburgh over Denver on the road. Good call by you. I had Denver, and, we were both wrong with the Monday night winner last night. So I was 8-8. You were 7-9. Matt, who picks all of his games by a coin flip.
He picked a coin, yeah.
Yeah,
He went from a quarter to a dime.
Yeah.
That was a big mistake.
You know Tony Kornheiser, when he worked on this radio station, used to pick games with a monkey?
With a monkey.
Yeah. Right. Well, Matt picks games with a coin.
We don't have monkey budget.
Yeah, we don't have we don't have budget. Yeah, we don't have the budget to feed the monkey.
Oh
gosh. Yeah. We definitely don't have the budget. We have no budget, as a matter of fact.
No.
Matt's coin was 6-10 this week. Not very good. It's almost like 5-11. Not very good.
But it wasn't 4.
Yeah.
It wasn't the worst.
It wasn't 4-10 and missing the game.
It wasn't 4-10.
Picking. So anyway, so that was that. And my picks against the spread, I do a super six pack too. As a matter of fact, I do two of them just to make sure that it's unique and creative and nobody's done it in the history of mankind and sports talk radio. I was once again like I was in week 1, 3-3. Against the spread. I won with the Washington Commanders minus the 1.5. Chargers minus 5 over Carolina. And Arizona, I had them minus 1 as home favorites over the Rams. Yeah. Yeah, I probably beat the Sharks off the coast of Cambodia as well.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, that is cleanup on aisle 3.
Cleanup in aisle 3.
Coming up next. It's Dumb Dumb of the Day. And, Doc, this story is going to feature something I would never do. I don't think you would ever do. Maybe Linnell would be stupid enough.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? an easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the Snacktime MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
To do it. Maybe. We'll find out together next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, Doc, we wrap it up before we turn things over to Craig Hoffman so he can actually do a professional radio show instead of the mishmash that I try and present for 3 hours every day.
Oh, come on, Rooster.
Our favorite way to end up a show. Thank you, Doc. I appreciate you never losing faith in me. I lose faith in me all the time. Dum Dum O' the Day.
It's time for Dum Dum of the Day.
Yeah, Doc, a lot of us have proclivities and things that we like and dislike and whatever. You do what you do as long as it's legal and you're not being Puff Daddy or Puffy, whatever his name is, all the things that he's up to. This couple, nudist pals, they took a naked 6-day tandem bike trip across England, according to the story in the New York Post. A naked 6-day tandem bike trip. You know what a tandem bike is, right?
Yes.
Where you're, basically, for those unfamiliar, you're riding the same bike And it's just like one behind each other. Actually, they're not a couple. It's a 36-year-old man, Neil Cox, and his friend, who's a 25-year-old female. They let off, they set off Saturday on a naked 260-mile journey from Gloucester in England to Land's End, Cornwall, whatever that is. They're both naturists. They're both nudists, right? Well, they decided, again, to take this trip 6 days completely nude, except for, well, the helmet that the guy's wearing, which I'm looking at, and basically a fanny pack and another backpack that the woman is wearing. And apparently, you know, they've taken sort of trips before. He's a finance worker. You know, again, they've done stuff sort of like this before. Apparently, it raised so much interest that a woman said she was thankful to the friends for doing this. For what reason? I don't know exactly, Doc. But would you ever decide to do something like this, or would you be thankful if you saw a pair of people on a tandem bike completely in the buff trying to ride a bike for whatever reason they have? Would you be thankful for that?
Well, no, I would just think they're trying to set a Guinness record.
Yeah. I would like to have a Guinness, not set a Guinness record. That's what I would like to have.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah. Anyway, these people need to figure out something else to do in their lives because, you know, look, again, you do whatever makes you happy as long as it's legal. I guess there's nothing illegal about it. I don't know. It seems like it's kind of indecent exposure, but what am I supposed to say?
Yeah,
either way, I think people need to come up with more things to do. You know, I don't know, like work for a charity or something like that, or watch a football game. Please, 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 don't
Did
ride 260. Yeah,
Did
I know.
They harm anybody?
I know, but riding 260 miles in the buff on a tandem bike seems kind of stupid to me. Anyway, that's me. That's them.
Congratulations, you're Chris's dum-dum of the day.
What was that, Doc? I'm sorry.
If the seat doesn't complain, then who?
Whew. I mean, I would imagine that seat had some issues.
Yeah.
I mean, six days of lots of butt?
Mm.
I don't know. I wouldn't want to be that bike pad or that seat pad, I'll tell you that much. All right, thanks to Matty Ice. Thanks to all you guys who joined us on the show. Sam Cosmi, by the way, is confirmed for 3:15 or so on Thursday afternoon. So the best offensive lineman on the Commanders will join us then. More on the Commanders and the Bengals and everything in between tomorrow with the youngest sort of in charge. the YIC, as he calls himself, Linnell Willingham, will join us at 1. Doc, thank you. Appreciate it. Great rest of the day. Thanks to Matty Ice. Thanks to you guys. Craig Hoffman up next. Adios.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.